I was astonished by the crowd tonight. Huge crowd here in the hall. A huge lot of people travelled through that voted and unfortunately weren't able to stay. But it really just goes to show the strength of the organisation, being a full organisation here in Donegal. Very impressive crowd. And as I say, it augurs well for Fianna Fáil's ambition of trying to get two seats in the next general election.
And it does seem to be a very positive feeling now as we're leaving the room.
There's a great buzz. Great buzz here tonight, a buzz of expectation. There's a sense that people are happy with Fianna Fáil and government. People are happy that Fianna Fáil are delivering. That's not to say there's things to be done, absolutely. Of course, there's more to be done. But people are happy, and if the strength of this crowd is anything to go by, the chances of Fianna Fáil getting two seats here looks very strong.
And is there concerns? We'd seen that there was a protest here earlier outside today. Has it caused any anxiety among the party when it coming into the election tonight?
Absolutely, Donna. And a number of speakers mentioned the people that are suffering with Mike at the moment. I know myself, I'm from Donegal, I'm from Termon, I'm down the road. I know friends of mine that have Mike, and my heart goes out to the journeys that this Mike has put them on, and the heartbreak and the pressure and the stress that those families are going through. And while, yes, government has listened, and we're very fortunate that Charlie McConnell-Logue is a government minister sitting around the cabinet table where decisions are made, we must always listen to these people and ensure that as whatever can be done must be done to make sure these people can rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives, which they're more than entitled to do.